Come on. Where are we going?
It's time for you to meet my fellow students.
Open channel D.
Channel D? Open.
Excellent. Now, we wait.
Nothing's happening.
Patience, Doctor. Their sense of time isn't the same as ours, or yours, at least.
What did you mean, fellow students?
Well, sometimes I'm convinced that they're learning far more about me than I am about them.
Oh, really? I never quite believed it, you know.
Oh, I know. I mean, bees. You shouldn't have been surprised. They really are the most fascinating study and the most demanding.
I'm not about to argue with you. What's supposed to be happening?
Well, by opening that particular channel, you double the number of exits from this hive.
Yes.
The question is, how long will it take them to realize the fact? And once they do know, what will happen?
And that's the sort of thing you do all day?
All night, too, sometimes. Martha's quite convinced that I'm mad.
A woman of great perception, your housekeeper.
This kind of work does call for a particular temperament, I suppose.
Oh.
Pass me the cover, will you?
Here.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Oh, don't be. The conditions aren't ideal anyway. You know, your visit was singularly ill-timed.
It was?
Yes, you really should have been here 10 days ago.
Huh?
It was excitement you're after.
Why, what happened? Some of your bees escaped, did they?
Not exactly. There was a murder. The victim's name was Fitzroy McPherson. He was the science master at the Gable School. Watson, are you listening?
I can't believe you didn't mention this the minute I arrived.
I wanted you to settle in first.
Settle in? I'm only here for the weekend, for goodness sake. It's back to work on Monday for some of us, you know.
Well, I'm sorry, but you still have all day today. Well, that should be ample.
Ample for what?
Well, for you to solve the mystery, of course.
What on earth are you talking about?
I gave the matter a lot of thought.
Oh, yes?
And it seemed to me that we had three alternatives. One, I could simply tell you what happened.
I presume you rejected that one immediately as being far too straightforward.
Absolutely. Two, I could write it up and present you with a manuscript to read on your journey home.
You could write it up.
Why not?
The way you wrote up The Adventure of the Blanched Soldier?
Perhaps not exactly like that, no.
Watson has some remarkable characteristics of his own. A companion to whom each development comes as a perpetual surprise and to whom the future is always a closed book is indeed an ideal helpmate.
I see. I'm not the only one with a good memory.
You just wait until it gets published. The letters will roll in.
Three. I could give you the basic facts, show you the evidence, take you round to the sites, and you could try to solve it.
Are you saying that it hasn't been worked out yet?
No. I've cleared the whole thing up.
So you're proposing that we traipse around together and I make a fool of myself while you look on, is that it?
No, of course not. If you'd rather, we'll forget the whole thing. It's just that...
What?
Well, I hoped you might rather enjoy it. I thought it might be... fun.
Fun?
I didn't think that my bees would grip you for very long. I didn't want you to be bored.
Oh, my dear chap.
Of course, if you think it might be beyond you.
That is the most transparent bit of persuasion I've heard in a long time.
I'm not surprised. I'm somewhat out of practice.
Well, why not?
You'll do it.
How many days did it take you?
Three.
I've only got one.
True enough.
Then why are we wasting time here? Tell me about the victim.
Well, what do you want to know?
Everything. Give me all the facts.
His name was Fitzroy McPherson. Late 20s, an athlete in his youth, but rheumatic fever left him with a weak heart, and he turned to science. He went swimming every day, whatever the weather. I often joined him.
Always in the same place?
Yes, more or less. Ah, here we are.
Is that the path down the cliff? The one you mentioned?
Yes. Stackhurst and I were about where we are now when we saw McPherson. Mm.
What time was this?
About 7 in the morning. A stroll before breakfast.
What day of the week?
Tuesday.
The weather?
Why do you want to know?
Because it might be relevant, of course. And because it's what you would ask.
Very good, Watson. Still and calm.
The temperature?